So as you will receive your liftoff presence, what they mean by that is that your light, your higher self, is joining with you at last. So allow yourself to slumber not. What they mean by that is we have an old voice. We have an old mind stream that's just sort of going to report the old consciousness, the old storehouse. But we all want to remember that in unison, all of us have found that lacking, that there's got to be more than just punching back when someone punches you. In other words, tit for tat, everyone's always blind, judgment kind of goes round and round. So that's the old paradigm of judgment, fear, and that is on its way out. It's so important for us to realize that, understand that, accept that. And so the more that you can take yourself aback, meaning like you're almost noticing one ear leaving, another ear stepping in. God, what it reminds me of is at Disney, they have some kind of exhibit where it's like the 50s are gone, here come the 60s. The 60s are gone, here come the 70s. So we really want to feel that there's a new era of light. So we can think of it as fifth dimensional consciousness, heart-centered consciousness, unity consciousness. But it's the way of our true persuasion. In other words, trying to figure out the next step, the next right step, with the old assumption, meaning using the mind, using the past, it's going to leave you, like empty. When I'm looking, I just see a hand and like grains of sand. And the sand's just like falling in between the fingers. In other words, there's nothing to hold on to. So we want to remember that we're here to take flight. So when we're taking flight, you may feel like a pronouncement, you may feel catapulting into a new realization, anything where you can kind of feel yourself like jumping off the page or springing into a new advancement or springing into a new assignment or springing into a new location. So again, it's we're moving beyond what we have known up to now, what we used to know. Because what we remember, what we want to remember is we're completing a cycle, and it's like we're meeting ourselves for the first time. We're graduating in our highest recall. So in other words, what we function out of is much broader, is much greater, is much lighter. And so as we allow that light presentation to begin, so the light presentation to begin, meaning the light's taking hold. It's going into your chakras, it's going into your cells, it's going into your DNA. And so allow this like light explosion to happen all around you, meaning that it's almost like popcorn in a way. It's like stimulating. It's effervescent, like bubbly in a way. So however it comes forth, we want to introduce that sunshine at last. So we want to just, whether you want to feel it as source, as light, as God, as your highest presence, we want to like begin to start going exploring. So going exploring is we're leaving our old assignment. So you can think of it as like a point of consciousness. So then if you think of the quantum field, it's like there's more that's arriving. There's more to tap into. There's more to know. There's more to see. There's more to discover. There's more that's happening all around us. So we want to remember there's a field of light. Oh my gosh, they got me to open my eyes. I'm like, what's over here? So this is the point. It's like we're graduating effortlessly, that, you know, it's like I'm sensing other beings hanging around me and I got to open up my physical eyesight. Of course I don't. So that's the whole point, and they're using it as a teaching. Like I think I need my physical eyes to see, but of course I don't. Because the physical eyes are sort of like the last to know, the last to come on board, the last to really tell us the truth. So this is where we're going, is we're springing into the truth that's really been true all along. So we've been attending to one state of consciousness, But there's so much more that's ready to be seen, that's ready to be self-actualized, that's ready to be self-determined. That self-determined is so important because nothing, nothing at all can override our free will. So self-determining is we're the ones that have to say yes to grace. We're the ones that have to say yes to seeing. We're the ones that have to say yes to the light. We're the ones that have to say yes to our true vision. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to glow, allow yourselves to know love is happening through and through. So again, as we receive this light, we're allowing ourselves to establish our true innocence, meaning that light is like there's no waiting. We don't have to wait to get permission. We don't have to wait to get approval. We have to wait to, how would I say that? Like to recognize our own claim, meaning recognizing that we're one and the same with the light, recognizing that it's our due inheritance, recognizing that it's here at last. So when they're saying here at last, they're showing me a healing oracle card. But the idea is it's always been here, but we're receiving it at last. We're recognizing it at last. We're understanding our given name, meaning like our soul name, our higher purpose for descending into this lower consciousness to be fully restored. So we want to remember that as we awaken, as we reassemble, as we come to understand our true essence, our true vision, that this is the gift that we're here to birth, that we're here to birth the new consciousness, that we're here to birth the light for everyone to come on board, meaning that we're not just doing it for an individual self, because that's the biggest fallacy of all, that we're all the sonship, we're all the sunshine, we're all reestablishing ourselves in heavenly bliss. And of course, you know, it's not too hard to notice that we're all at different stages. But again, the more we understand that we're all one, when there's a tendency to judge where it's like, oh, I'm holding my light, why aren't you? Remember that it's all you. It's really all you. So the more that we can have compassion for our various stages, for our various assumptions, really realizing that we're in essence healing ourselves or self-activating ourselves, and we're not doing it alone. We're doing it in unison. We're doing it in our oneness and our wholeness. So receive your light in totality. So this means basically be a field of light and allow yourselves to glow. We're not mentally trying to figure out what this means. Does that mean I get my miracle by tomorrow night? Maybe, maybe not, but you may get like a kernel of, oh, this is my next step, or this is what I next need to release or forgive myself for, or whatever it is. So we want to remember that light carries information of what's next possible, of what's now possible. So again, we're going beyond the past, we're going beyond the mind's given claim, meaning it only knows what it's been programmed to know. And it doesn't know who we are on an eternal level. So allow yourselves to grow, allow yourselves to be strengthened. So we're being strengthened by that light. So we're remembering, we're carrying that light, we're carrying that higher vision, we're carrying that higher explosion. So when they say higher explosion, it's a good kind of explosion. It's sort of like saying yes to God, or saying yes to Source, is saying yes to the Christ certainty, or saying yes. Oh my gosh, when we just said Christ certainty, how would I say that? It was almost like a light show. It was like ding, 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 ding. so this is here. This is here, waiting for us to assemble, waiting for us to trust. So that's what they want to leave us with, is that energy, or that offering of trust. We've trusted in the ego like way too long. We've trusted in the false vision way too long. And so now we're learning to trust our higher presence, to trust our given entry. So that given entry, if you can feel like a crack in the door, if you can feel a lighted hallway, if you could feel like a little opening, anything where you have a given entry, anything where you can now step forward, you could have a yellow brick road in front of you. But it's something where you are now beginning a new path, a new path. And that path is a path of light. And that path is one and the same with who you actually are. So you're feeling you're a light, and you're recognizing that your path is lit. This is all we need right now is like to receive ourselves in our truest claim, meaning the light we're receiving is the light that we are. The light that we're receiving is the light that we are. The light that we're receiving is the light that we are. They asked me to say that three times for Trinity. Receive, receive, receive. And really, acknowledge it, lock it in, let it be self-justified. So it's like not something that's passing by, like a flyer. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Where did that flyer go? I lost it. Nothing like that. It's more of a commitment, an acknowledgement, an agreement. Like, yes, I will be your friend. Light, I will be your friend, true and true. I will always extend my arm out in your good favor. So it's something where, like, you know, you sign up for a gym contract or whatever, sign your name. Yep, I'm going to commit for a year. So this is what we're doing. We're committing to our light. We're committing to our light. Our light, not some foreign light we're not aware of. Our light. Receive, receive, receive.